Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Another person has announced they're running for governor, meaning the field of Democrats has gotten more crowded. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Missy Hughes announced this morning she's running for governor. Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad released this morning begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing, I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land. Then Governor Evers appointed me to lead our state's economic development agency.
The field of Democrats running just keeps growing, and now we can add Hughes to the list, along with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered legal briefs to be filed in relation to a pair of lawsuits challenging the state's congressional voting maps ahead of the 2026 election. Two law firms filed the challenges in Dane County Circuit Court, where a judge denied a request to set a briefing schedule. They asked the Supreme Court to appoint a three-judge panel to determine whether the congressional maps are unconstitutional, but the court instead ordered the two sides to file legal briefs arguing whether the lawsuit constituted a valid action to challenge the maps. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. On Tuesday, the agency reported that flu activity was minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity like COVID-19 is growing. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to help prevent further spread. Clean Wisconsin reports the Public Service Commission voted Thursday to approve the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, a 118-megawatt wind project in Iowa and Grant counties. It's the first wind farm approved since 2011. Clean Wisconsin intervened in the proceeding, highlighting the environmental benefits of wind energy while addressing persistent misinformation. Clean Wisconsin says the commission also approved Whitewater Solar, a 180-megawatt solar farm on the borders of Walworth and Jefferson counties. Clean Wisconsin's recent report on the local environmental benefits of solar farms showed how this project will improve water quality in the area, stating placing the solar panels on conventionally farmed ag land will reduce the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus being applied to the landscape, reducing chemical runoff and resulting in cleaner, healthier waterways. Clean Wisconsin says commissioners specifically cited this report when they voted to approve the project. The first confirmed death of an endangered whooping crane due to highly pathogenic avian influenza has been reported by the International Crane Foundation. Ducky died earlier this month due to HPAI. The loss marks the first confirmed death of a whooping crane due to HPAI. Ducky was part of the International Crane Foundation's breeding and reintroduction program and was custom-reared by the aviculture staff at the foundation's headquarters in Baraboo. Ducky was slated for direct release into the wild this fall at Horicon National Wildlife Refuge, along with seven other whooping cranes in this year's cohort. Despite the swift emergency care provided by specialized veterinary and animal care teams, Ducky died September 18th. It is most likely that the virus was transmitted to Ducky by a wild bird or through the environment. While the other seven whooping cranes in the cohort held at Horicon National Wildlife Refuge for their fall release may also have been exposed to the virus, none show symptoms at this time and remain under observation. There are only about 700 whooping cranes left in the wild throughout their native range of North America. With fewer than 70 individuals in the eastern migratory population, the death of just one bird reflects more than 1% of the reintroduced population. Since Ducky's death, the foundation has raised its biosecurity protocol to the highest level to protect the flock and staff. A Lafayette County man is in critical condition after striking a deer with his motorcycle. Lafayette County deputies say 65-year-old Danny Burkhalter of South Wayne ran into a deer while riding his Harley Saturday morning and was thrown from his motorcycle. He was airlifted to UW Hospital with life-threatening injuries. Deputies say he was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. The crash remains under investigation. A Blue River woman was arrested over the weekend for battery and disorderly conduct. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at a residence on North 8th Street in the village of Avoca Saturday night around 11:35. The Avoca Police Department, along with an Iowa County Sheriff's deputy, responded to the scene where an investigation of the disturbance occurred. As a result, Sandra K. Riley, 60, of Blue River, was arrested on charges of battery and two counts of disorderly conduct. Riley was transported to the Iowa County Jail. The Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Board of Directors is congratulating fellow board member Leif Carlson on the hard work and dedication that has gone into the education and prevention program known as Walk Around the World with Grace. This event runs from January 1st through July 31st each year and recently completed its third year. In 2025, the participants walked a combined total of just over 25,000 miles. The efforts of the Walk Around the World with Grace caught the attention of the Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative. On September 25th, the WCC held its 20th annual Wisconsin Cancer Summit at Glacier Canyon Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells, and Leif was invited to attend to receive the 2025 Impact Award for significant impact on cancer prevention for this Grace program. The Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative is a statewide coalition of organizations working together to reduce the burden of cancer for everyone in Wisconsin. They provide the tools, support, and knowledge needed to create healthier communities. According to their website, in Wisconsin today, 294,300 people are living with a cancer diagnosis. The Vernon County Office of Emergency Management has announced that as part of the Everbridge Mass Notification Alert Solution, phone calls will be enabled as another method to receive alerts. The phone call alerts will be enabled October 1st. Everbridge is serving as the county's primary tool for distributing emergency alerts related to severe weather, public safety threats, road closures, evacuations, and other urgent events. Notifications will be sent through multiple channels, text messages, emails, Everbridge mobile app, and now to include voice calls. Everbridge operates as an opt-out system, utilizing its Resident Connect feature to pull in publicly available landline and mobile numbers to expand coverage. Residents who do not wish to receive alerts can choose to opt out at any time. The system will deliver calls from 608-637-5266. Residents should be aware that these calls are legitimate and part of the official Vernon County Everbridge Alert System and should be treated as credible emergency communications. If you do not wish to receive the phone call alerts, you will need to listen to the entire message for the first time you received one to opt out of the phone calls. If you live outside of Vernon County and would like to receive Everbridge alerts, you will need to register by following the link member.everbridge.net/index/10160335696646. For more information or to manage your alert preferences, visit vernoncountywi.gov or everbridge.com. A community forum will be held tonight at 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. It will be a community session to update all interested parties on the upcoming issues of the Richland County community. The Richland City Council, Simons, the Richland School District, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be in attendance. You are encouraged to attend to learn more about the community you live in. Hear an update on the campus property, Richland School District construction updates, Simons Recreation Complex updates, and budget information. There will also be a time for you to ask questions. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department will again be flushing water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Tuesday's schedule will include the west side of the Pine River, that is south of West Seminary Street, Karen's addition, including the area of Schmidt Woodland Hills and Brookview townhouses. It will also include the area around the old wastewater treatment plant on South Orange Street. Wednesday's schedule will include Burton Street to the Highway 14 bypass and Main Street to the east. Also included on Wednesday will be the Booster Station area, Story Drive, Summit Drive, the east end of 7th and 8th Streets, Cedar Street, Valley View Drive, and 2nd to 4th Streets, east of Cedar Street. Thursday will include the Center Court Mobile Home Park, Wedgwood Subdivision, Bowman Drive, Foundry Drive, and Peoples Drive. Flushing will conclude Friday in the area of Highway 14 East Corridor, east of Foundry Drive to the east side of the city, including Walmart, Culver's, All-American Do-It Center, and Pleasant Valley Drive to the southeast reservoir. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Pat Stittleberg with ticket 849 and Chrissy Latica with ticket 306.